We're at the 2011 NCAA Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships from the Allen Jones Aquatic Center on the campus of the University of Tennessee. I'm joined by Southwestern head swimming coach Dan Carrington. Tonight we're coming off finishing up day three finals, and junior Sarah Ayers of Southwestern swam an incredible day today, coach. Prelim time 56:42, qualifying her fifth for the final heat, and finishes up tonight 56:51, seventh in the nation, All-American honors. First of all, coach, thanks for joining us, and just sort of your opening thoughts on how you thought Sarah performed today.
Sarah's performance was just outstanding. It was one of those things that it showed the commitment that she was willing to push out there that it wasn't necessarily there, and is one of those things that's going to be a great example for many of our other swimmers, and also for any future Southwestern swimmers. But just, you know, it was a culmination of every great thing that she's worked on and gone above and beyond with for the entire year.
You know, coach, we talked earlier in the meet about how she came out here and she swam the 50 in the first day on Wednesday. And even though I know you felt like she swam strong, obviously she wasn't quite as happy with her race as you thought she should have been. How much did the day off yesterday help for her to sort of relax, get refocused, and then come back out today and obviously swim as well as she swam this morning and this evening as well?
I think it was a tremendous benefit to us. I mean, it's unfortunate not have a huge team here to be able to really put up some points, but for somebody to be able to come here, get a good swim to get the jitters out, and then spend some time with her family on a day off and relax, I think that's huge for morale and, you know, being able to relax a little bit among family is probably some of the best things to do. So that was a huge benefit to us and definitely played a big part into how we swam this morning and this evening.
You mentioned the team aspect, coach. Obviously the dynamics are so different from a national meet to, say, conference meet. Talk about the adjustments that not only you've had to make as a coach, but Sarah as well. You know, practice has been a little bit different leading up to nationals, and then, of course, the trip and preparation and how you've seen her and really been proud of her, the adjustments she's made heading into this meet.
It was harder, and I, you know, a great piece was we had a lot of our swimmers who would come out and either just stand on the deck while she was training, or a lot of them would get in the water. We had a few that would get in the water to help break up the monotony for her a little bit. The best part was definitely on spring break, which was our spring break was last week, being able to let her go home and spend a few days at home, sending her workouts and trusting that she can do that. That was probably huge, because sitting on campus and there's nobody around would definitely be a morale killer, but that was great for her.
Coach, obviously with the performance tonight, finishing seventh in the country, 56-51, she earns All-American honors. Just talk about what that means, not only for her, but for the Southwestern program as well.
For Southwestern, it's huge. It's our first All-American in the history of the program. 12 years with a rocky past, and these kids have survived some really, really rough days. But for someone to, 2 years ago, be in a rocky situation to be where they are now, it's huge for the program. I'd say it's even bigger for just Southwestern and for Sarah Ayers. You know, she's going to give all the glory to God, and it was just a huge blessing for her, and that, you know, there's no doubt about that.
And finally, Coach, obviously so much to be proud of tonight, but still one more day tomorrow in the NCAAs. Just talk about the way, you know, things that she has to look forward to tomorrow wrapping up this NCAA Nationals meet.
Tomorrow's going to be her 100 freestyle, which I would say is probably her second, possibly third event. Not a real strong one for her, but finishing strong there will be her goal, just to chase after the school record and get a personal best. It's going to be very, very difficult for her to final, but she's always up for a race. She's a great competitor. That's going to be one of the greatest things that's going to help us get through that event.
Southwestern head swimming coach Dan Carrington. Coach, again, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck as you guys move forward throughout the rest of the NCAA national meet.
Thank you very much.